Good morning, everybody. I'm going to call our meeting to order. We have a quorum. I have a special meeting to address the resignation of Councilman Ben View. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda for today's meeting? Yes, Jenny? Motion by Jenny Webster. Is there support on the motion?
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, second by Vaughn. Questions or comments on the motion to adopt the agenda? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. As you're all aware, Ben has resigned and the business committee needs to address the process to fill the vacancy, and Joanne has submitted some research that she's done with the records office and to make recommendation around filling the vacancy. It's my understanding that the vacancy is to be filled by a selection from the General Tribal Council, and there are some options around that. The election law itself is silent on this issue. It addresses vacancies after the primary, but before the election, it didn't really address the process after a business committee has been sworn in. Therefore, it reverts back to the constitutional process as well as some of the past practices around filling vacancies. And Joanne has put together a chronology of activities around vacancies from 1976 forward. And basically, there are some options around calling a GTC meeting for the purposes of the vacancy. Nominations can be from the floor. There can be a opportunity to vote that day after nominations. There could be a set amount of time, like from, if we convene at 10, we could probably vote from, say, from 11 to 3, and then at 3 o'clock the polls close and the election board would go forward from there. So that's an option. Another option is we could call a meeting. GTC could schedule a special election date aside from that day. So we would could go from that point. Those are the options that I'm aware of. I don't know if there's any other conversation or consideration from the committee on this. Yes, Melinda?
Just that when we spoke with, you know, I'm sure all of you have received information from tribal members or had discussion from tribal members over the weekend regarding this matter. And one of the other options that got put on the table, and I'm not saying I'm supporting it, but I just did, I wanted to put it out there just as an option, as well as the some of the individuals that I spoke to over the weekend had mentioned that we already had an election, and they would like to take the next highest person in line for the council person position, so that could be an option as well. So, and then the other one was just what you had mentioned, the special election, or actually nominating right off the floor. But the feedback that I had received over the weekend was, don't do it at a GTC meeting. You know, if you're going to do anything, ask for a special election so that we understand who's being nominated, who's up for election, just a normal process for a special election. So, but that, of course, is just from my interactions. I don't know about anybody else's.
Well, I, of course, had several texts, emails, phone calls about how the vacancy will be filled. And in the conversations, that was a discussion item, but it was not a preferred process to fill. And again, if you look back at the election law, it does say that if there is a vacancy during the primary, it doesn't say after somebody's been sworn in, then it becomes a true vacancy of a committee member. It's not no longer an election process as established by the election law. And again, the research that Joanne has provided does signify that we should be going back to General Tribal Council for consideration for the selection of a new candidate. Any other questions, comments?
Madam Chair.
Sure, Lisa.
Just for everybody's reference, the backward schedule has been provided to you, which complies with the 10-day notice policy for calling a GTC meeting. And the dates included also include the ones that were suggested by the chairwoman. And I would like to point out to you specifically Sunday, October 26th, would be the next available General Tribal Council meeting date, provided that we meet a printing deadline of Wednesday, September 4th, meaning the packet would need to go to printing by next Wednesday. So I think the chairwoman had some suggestions, and I just wanted to point that out, that there were a couple dates in between as well that we could potentially use if we decided to do that.
Did you say Wednesday or October? You said Wednesday. Or the October 26th.
Yep. So just really quickly, if you the chart gets read from left to right.
Right.
And so the first column is the actual date that the GTC meeting would occur. Then there's just a brief description of what those agenda items could look like. Then the third column gives us the date that would meet the 10-day notice requirement. And then the next two columns include the number of days for mail. The next second to the right column includes the date for printing. And then the final column is the date that the materials would need to be on the agenda for approval. In this circumstance, I think we could, Madam Chair, at your pleasure, we could request another special general or special BC meeting in order to approve whatever the materials would be for that particular packet.
So what date are you looking at considering? I guess I need some more feedback from the committee. Thank you for providing the charts and this backward schedule so that we can know when to prepare. This October 26th date, the mail-out deadline is Wednesday the 24th. So we can approve that today at this meeting to go forward with that time schedule, or we can go further down the schedule that's provided. The next date is Saturday the 15th of November, then Saturday, November 22nd, and Monday the 24th. I don't think we should go beyond Monday or beyond November. So my preference is that we try and do this either late October or sometime in November. Sure, Jenny.
Holiday that week of November is the 27th.
Right.
The week before.
November 15th.
Yes.
Is your mic not on?
Oh, Mike. Okay. Well, who's Mike? Mike up here.
Where'd Mike go?
Just because I think a lot of people will probably be on vacation, and we want as many people there as we can get.
When I checked availability for the Radisson, the 22nd and 24th were dates that were given, as well as October 5th and October 13th. I'm not quite sure. Lisa, have you had a chance to check the date for availability?
Yeah, we took all the suggested dates that your office had put together and included them here in this chart as well.
Uh-huh.
And as you can see, the second and third meeting downs in the first column are the 5th and the 13th. And unfortunately, those two dates were past what the printing deadline would need to be in order for that information to get out to General Tribal Council in accordance with the 10-day notice rule.
Right, I understand that, but we're talking about November dates right now.
Yeah, and those are all available, and those are included as well, which is the 22nd and the 24th.
Okay.
So Madam Chair.
Lisa?
For the council, I would prefer us to look seriously and consider the October 26th date. I think that we have sufficient information from Chief Counsel to set that date as the meeting. I think, though, that we would need to or offer up the suggestion that we just provide a recommendation to General Tribal Council at this point, just to give an idea of some of the complexities that might go along with the potential to appoint somebody from, or elect somebody from the floor. I do have a couple of concerns, and would, you know, I heard the concerns that Melinda brought forward. I echo those same concerns. Some of the things that I've been considering is from the process perspective is that anybody that would be nominated from the floor and elected that day, we'd need to figure out how to ensure that those individuals meet the requirements of the Constitution, meaning we need to validate whether or not they live in Brown or Outagamie County, and then what that process would look like on the floor to validate that. So I don't know if that's putting people on notice that they need to bring a utility bill with them if they plan on being nominated, or what that would look like, bringing in extra staff from probably the land office to make sure that those types of things can be validated on the floor. The other consideration that I've been making is the number of people that would be present at that meeting to potentially do something like that. We know from the data that we have the number of people that the demographic of the people who vote in the election and the demographic of the people that come to a General Tribal Council meeting overlap in some regards and then do not overlap in others. So I think the potential for the numbers alone is significant. And not really knowing what that could look like, I'm not even 100% sure at this point that we have enough space at the Radisson to accommodate those numbers. So I'm a little concerned with that as well. So I just want to throw that out there for you to consider as we make this decision and kind of let you know that there's some logistical things that also need to, that we need to keep in the forefront of our minds. Thank you.
I think this capacity for the Radisson has always been a longstanding issue. So I don't think there's any way around that. And everyone, you know, I think there's a lot of logistics that need to be discussed and confirmed prior to the mail out as far as, you know, noticing people that they have to bring their enrollment and address verification if they plan to be nominated from the floor. So that's, you know, that's basic information, and it's not hard to retrieve that or bring that along. But, you know, as far as handling the actual people that come through the door, I think we have the ability to do that at the Radisson. I think the other option is we would most likely take a recess to allow the voting process to occur. So you wouldn't necessarily have to be at the GTC meeting to vote. You can come in and vote. If we schedule from, for example, 11 to 3 as the time you can vote, then anybody can come that's enrolled and can come and vote from 11 to 3. You don't necessarily have to attend the GTC meeting, but, you know, that's just the option of the tribal members. Again, this is something that we can recommend to General Tribal Council. They do have the ability to make adjustments to this, so we need to plan accordingly. The only other thing I could foresee happening is that they take nominations from the floor and maybe recess for a week and come back and vote. I mean, that's an option. I hope it doesn't happen. I would prefer, because it's only one candidate, that we complete the process that day. You know, it just would be more efficient that way. There's less logistics to consider, less staff required than to come back a second day. And again, it's just one candidate. So I think if we provide the notice to allow people to come prepared to be nominated and to bring the sufficient backup information, you know, we could go through with this process. Any other committee member comments? If not, I'll go to the floor after. Kathy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I apologize for walking in late. Trying to understand real quick what you're talking about, if you're talking about an election about the person that resigned. Is he here today? I would like to hear from him. And is he going to be at that GTC meeting that you're talking about? Because I would like to hear from him. I believe the membership has a right to hear what happened. 6 or 7 weeks is a very short period of time for somebody to resign. He was an elder. My understanding is that nobody would help him. Nobody would work with him. I want to hear from him. And I would like the invitation to be put out there. Maybe I just need to go to his house and find out what's true and what's not true. And are the voting polls going to be set up in Milwaukee? Are you just trying to skip through something here? You playing your little games again? I mean, I've been experiencing a lot of these kind of stupid things over the years.
Madam Chair, point of games. Order, I think that this is our business committee meeting, and I understand that we're addressing an issue for General Tribal Council. However, I don't appreciate some of the remarks that are being made.
One remark?
And I would hope that we all show the most respect that we possibly can as we're conversating.
Well, I would hope that you have the ability to sit there and listen.
Thank you very much, Kathy and Madam Chair.
I'm not done yet. Ms. Chair.
Okay, can we just stay to the topic that's on the
agenda? Are we talking about election? Are we talking about election for the person that resigned, the elder person that was supposedly abused?
You know, Kathy, we're trying to fill a vacancy for the business committee. The vacancy occurred last week, and we have an obligation to fill that vacancy, and we're talking about the process to move forward to do so. And so it's
calls
so
for a special meeting,
that we keep
special
our comments
voting,
to the process.
Special election.
I can't hear you because you're
okay.
Making comments.
I'll let
while
you
I'm
finish
talking.
If you let me finish.
Okay, just please stay on task. We are having a conversation about filling the vacancy of a resigned business committee member, which is Ben.
Filling the vacancy the way you want to fill it.
According
you're not any better than any of us out here. And, you know, if you're offended, I apologize for offending you if I offended you. You know, if you took it personal, that's your problem, not mine. I'd like to know what happened. I heard a lot of rumors out there. The community has a right to know. I voted for Ben. I supported Ben. I want to know what really happened.
He did resign last week, and he did ask that...
While you smirk at each other and smile and make faces, I'd still like to...
You know,
it's the same respect that you people expect.
He did ask that we keep things to a minimum as far as saying any reason why. He was very brief about why he resigned, okay? And he asked that his communication be kept basically to a minimum. You know, I think it took a lot for him to do what he decided to do, and we respect his decision. And there was not a lot of conversation when I was in the room. He just wanted to resign. He was ready to go home, and literally that's what he did when, that same day. And so Friday the communication came out on it, and there was a letter that went out describing his resignation, and it's simply that. All we are doing is honoring his request to step down. I don't know any more than that, Kathy, to be honest, you know. So, yeah, I would invite you to go and speak with Ben. And then you can find out firsthand.
Okay, from my personal experience over the years, which is pretty close to 30 years, I myself have been treated very shabbily in a lot of instances. I know many other people who have experienced the same exact thing, conduct and behavior, questionable, inappropriate, whatever. And that's what I'm hearing. And so I'm getting phone calls. I mean, you guys haven't been in office very long, and I've been getting phone calls quite a bit lately. And I find it very interesting. You know, I don't know who you guys owe or who you guys belong to, which is out there. You know, the scuttlebutt in the community is that you're all Artley's people. And we all know the whole story and background behind all of that.
Point of order.
Okay.
I'm not sure where this is going.
Well...
Kathy,
maybe you should research Karen Catch's case in Brown County. Then you'd understand where I'm coming
point
from.
Point of order?
Then you'd understand where I'm coming
to the
from.
Agenda.
Okay, Kathy, can we just, we really are trying to decide on a GTC date to go forward with filling a vacancy. And some of the commentary that you have is what the committee is asking.
So then you, at the GTC meeting, you set the caucus date and the election date. It kind of sounds like you're trying to do an election during a GTC meeting. That's the way it sounds.
That
it
has
looks
been,
and sounds that way.
That has been conducted in the past, and the Constitution says that General Tribal Council will select a person to fill a vacancy on the business committee. And because there's not a lot of written parameters around that, we're going to take it to General Tribal Council with a recommendation. General Tribal Council will have the ability to make that decision that day. But we at least have to give some parameters going into that meeting. And that's what we're discussing right now. Okay, that is, there's nothing already precluded.
Well, I for one person know how you conduct your parameters. I just don't appreciate it. I'm offended by some of the things that you do. Not just you guys, I mean, over the years it doesn't matter who gets in those seats. It would be really nice to see ethical and decent things done.
Frank?
I would just like to make three comments. First of all, once you recognize somebody that had the floor, I appreciate it. If you let them talk, for two reasons. They want to express themselves, and you're supposed to represent the people. So that's what we're here for. You can't be dictated to. So let them talk. That's all I ask. Listen to them. Okay, that's one. Second question was, again, now that you're looking for to fill the position, I compliment you. You're doing the right thing. As long as you follow the Constitution, don't make too many rules. They show up, they got to have this, they got to have a petition, they got to have the name and ready to be nominated. Whatever happens, whoever is nominated is fine, just as long as they follow the law. Fill the position, you're doing the right things. Let maximum participation take place. I compliment you in that respect. Just do what's right. Thirdly, I'd like to make the notice that if we're going to let them vote, let the people, the general tribal, make the decision. And to do that, I think you're going to have to let the people who's working vote. If you're going to vote from 12 to 3, you're going to miss a lot of people who's working who can't get to the polls. So I compliment you on what you're doing, but give them a chance. Why don't you make it from 3 until 7? Some people could be off, and they get work is done, they can drive out and vote. And what you're doing, I compliment you again. Make your decisions here, but when the vote, put it in a booth, they don't have to show up for a GTC. They can just walk in and vote and walk back out at the police station or at the tribe. I think that's a good idea, that what you're going at, but make it available so everybody can vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Just to clarify, that was just a hypothetical about, say, we're going to vote from 11 to 3. That was just an example. That's not what's being intended here.
Could you speak a little louder? I have trouble hearing.
That was just a hypothetical, saying we were going to vote from 1 to 3. I said the GTC will decide the date and the time, okay? I was just giving an example.
Thank you.
So I think the important part is for us to pick a General Tribal Council date to move forward to fill the vacancy. It is General Tribal Council's decision to pick the date, the time, the process in which the vacancy will be filled. That has been the precedence. That's what we're working towards today, to find a date and then to, like I said, give some parameters. And they are parameters. They are recommendations to General Tribal Council. GTC will decide. Either they're going to agree with our recommendations or they will change them on the floor. So that's, but we would like to at least go into the meeting with some suggestions about how it can be, how the process can go moving forward so that we're prepared. Any other comments, questions, Patchy?
I just have a question. Good morning. What has anybody resigned in the past from the BC, and then what was the process that happened then?
There were several resignations in 1977, I think three of them, and there was a GTC meeting called, and there were nominations taken from the floor. In April 16, 1977, there was a resolution passed. There was a directive that going forward that certain things would transpire to fill the vacancy. But the 77 resolution says that General Tribal Council would use the following portions of the election ordinance sections to fill the unexpired terms or term of office. Section 4 says nominations for each office shall be from the floor and nominees must be present at the meeting. And then it says April 16, 1977, because this was filling a vacancy at that time. Section 1 says the election board would select two judges, two clerks, two tellers to conduct and supervise the election. There would be a polling time established from 8 to 5 at the Oneida Tribal Building. So there was a time when this did happen. This was in 77. There were three resignations. And then in 82, there was the removal, and four vacancies had to be filled after that removal. Back at that time, it said that the process should go back to General Tribal Council, which means it said it should go back to the Constitution, which says it goes back to General Tribal Council. Kathy?
Thank you. I'd like a copy of all that backup documentation that you just referred to.
Okay. I don't know if I have an extra copy. There's some in the back on the back table when you walk in.
All of it?
I'm pretty sure there's not a whole lot of it, so I would imagine it's all there. So we left off with a conversation about picking a GTC date to fill the vacancy. And we're working off of time frames to give a 10-day notice and to put together a packet that informs people if they plan to be a candidate what they need to bring to the meeting in the event a decision is made that day, which is verification of enrollment and verification of address. Linda?
Good morning. My name is Linda Dallas. I'm here as a General Tribal Council member. This is very interesting to me, and I thought we'd get a little bit more information. And actually, when we're done here, I think I'm going to go pay a couple visits because I'm not getting the information that I want, and it sounds like it's going to be everything's going to be kind of kept hush-hush, which is not new. But I'm a little concerned about what's going on here today because I think everybody wants something that's fair and honest and open. And there's a lot of conversations going on that include the terminology of dirty process or dirty things going on or behind the scenes. Or, you know, I thought all of you came in with the intent to be upfront and open and honest and transparent. And I hope that, you know, some of you have been here for a long time, and the new ones remember that you're here to work for the people and to serve the people, not for yourselves or for your own intentions. And I'm hoping that in those processes that you offer to us as General Tribal Council at the meeting includes not only what's flying around the community this weekend, as we're going to have a special GTC meeting and we're going to hold nominations right there and we're going to open them and close them and then we're going to do the election right there in the GTC meeting. And I hope that we all realize that it's the year 2014, not 1977. 37 years have gone by. A lot of things have changed. That's the way they did business back there. However, in 37 years, I think you can all agree that we've improved things quite a bit and that we do have processes in place. I, as a General Tribal Council member and as a person that would run as a candidate, would expect that we would set a General Tribal Council meeting, discuss the issue with all of our people, set an election date, and handle it just like any other election, except for it would be a special election for such an important position. We have I hope at least we're having the judiciary elections this year, but there's buzz in the community that may not come to fruition either. So I just think that everybody's looking for something that's fair, something that's honest and clean. And I, for one, have been doing this for almost 30 years as well in being involved in the community. And I can say honestly, we haven't had one single election in the time that I've participated in our governmental stuff that's been done absolutely, completely accurate, correctly, from the beginning to the end. And that's really sad, given that this is the year 2014. So I'm hoping that we can do this right. And I'm hoping that when you do, that you don't only bring one proposal to the General Tribal Council, such as the nomination on the floor, open, close, and do the vote there, because to me that just seems kind of crazy. And I think we're beyond craziness, at least I hope we are. And that you bring forward a process also that we can consider. Because respectfully, Tina, I know you're saying that, you know, we're going to bring forward a process and people can change it on the floor. But then we're going to have people screaming bloody murder from the floor. We didn't receive notice about this, blah, blah, blah. Even though during our GTC meetings, we've had budget changes of $1 million or more from the floor without notice to the General Tribal Council. And we've had several other actions that have changed from the floor without notice to the General Tribal Council. But I'm hoping, I guess it's my hope and my dream that someday we can do things openly, honestly, fairly, consistently, and lawfully, all in the same shebang. That would be nice. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? What does the committee want to do to move forward to fill this vacancy?
So I have a question for, I guess, the process part. If we're looking to select a date for the GTC meeting, I would just like a little further clarification on, are we going to have more than one option, or we have a couple options about how we're going to process this, kind of similar to what Linda Dallas just said about having the caucus and then moving forward with a special election date, or the option of, as Tina stated, having the election on the same day, or option, as Melinda has stated, about next highest vote getter. Well, is this further discussion be referred to another BC meeting or work meeting to further discuss these different options? And today we're just looking at selecting the date so we can start scheduling the work to be done.
Today, the challenge for us is to select the General Tribal Council date to go forward with the process to fill a vacancy. That process would include the procedure for electing the vacant position, as well as the time and date. And that would be decided at General Tribal Council. What we've been saying is we need to at least select a date. And once we have a date selected, then we will put together the packet to move this forward to General Tribal Council. That packet will come back to the Business Committee for approval to go to General Tribal Council as a part of the notice requirement. So today, our main goal is to select a date in which we can move forward, given the considerations of what needs to happen when we schedule a General Tribal Council, which means, you know, concluding a packet to go to printing, to go to the mail, so that when we have the meeting, there are some, again, parameters about what the meeting shall be about, setting the agenda for the selection of the vacancy. And in that, there can be options A, B, or C. Can I answer your question?
Okay. Madam Chair?
Yes, Fawn.
I think I would suggest November 15th. The October 26th seems a little too soon if we need a work meeting to discuss our options, and for it to get on the BC agenda would be in 2 days.
Second.
So, Fawn, you're making a recommendation that we move forward with a November 15th date for General Tribal Council to fill the vacancy for the Business Committee position. And I know that's your suggestion, and I think I heard a second on it, but I don't know if that was a motion.
Just a suggestion.
Okay. Melinda?
I guess, you know, I can agree with the November 15th date, but I think that in the beginning, we talked about options, And all those options need to be fleshed out, because I understand, Linda, thank you for your comments, because we do understand that we've changed significantly since 1977, and that there are, I mentioned earlier that I think it would just be totally chaotic for us to go to a GTC meeting and try to nominate people off the floor, try to get in some voting time, try to, so I, for me, I asked for alternative options around a special election. And I did mention to the committee that there was talk out amongst the community about just selecting and taking the next highest vote getter. I'm not saying that that's my preferred option. My preferred option would be the special election. So I think if the committee does make the motion to select the November 15th General Tribal Council meeting, that we should commit to putting together those options, because I understand that it's General Tribal Council's decision, but I think that we should make a recommendation based upon all of the scenario, all the facts, and what our community is telling us about fair, about what's perceived fairness, what's perceived, you know, conflicts, and taking all of that out of it. Just seems like the special election would be the most fairest way to go about it.
Any other questions or comments?
Yes, a comment.
Brandon and Joanne.
Yeah, I'd like to be on the same page as the committee to see if we're going to do a special election, then we could, I think we can get the documents in order sooner, and we can do the October 26th date and get it done with faster. But I would like the committee to be on the same page and see how we're going to go in that direction and make the recommendation. And if we can't make the recommendation, then I think we need to bring forward the options in a kind of a structure and ask the General Tribal Council if they're in agreement with those structured suggestions. And repeating it, they don't have to take that recommendation either. But I don't know how we have that conversation right now, how to get on the same page if we're going to move forward with a special election. If we move forward a special election, I would suggest the Sunday 26th date. For bringing forward recommendations on how to go forward, not really coming to a recommendation, a unified recommendation, then I would suggest, as a councilman, Vaughn would say, the 15th.
Well, in order to meet the time frames, according to the chart that's handed out, Brandon, it says in order to do a Sunday, October 26th date, we should have already made a decision on September 10th. Which gives us a mail-out printing deadline of September 24th. So I don't think really the 26th is doable. I think the earliest the committee can really put together this process for General Tribal Council is November 15th. Jenny?
Madam Chair, make a motion to select Saturday, November 15th, GTC meeting for the fill of the vacant position and to bring forth options to the GTC.
Second.
There's a motion made by Jenny Webster, second by DeHasse, to select Saturday, November 15th for General Tribal Council date to fill the vacancy and to bring forth options for General Tribal Council to consider to fill the vacancy. The motion's made and seconded. Questions, comments? Linda? And then, I'm sorry, Joanne, do you still have something to suggest to us? Go ahead, Joanne.
I think that the business committee, this has all been rather rushed, and working with Janice DeCora and Records Management, we searched all of the General Tribal Council meeting minutes. We searched all of the Business Committee minutes, trying to get an idea of what the General Tribal Council has done, because the Constitution is rather vague on that process. It simply says they may fill any vacancy that occur on the Business Committee for the unexpired term. However, since 1976 to 1982, those were the only vacancies we were able to locate that were filled. And in every single occasion during that time period, the General Tribal Council called a special election to fill those vacancies. Whether that special election, at least on the April 16th occasion, occurred after that morning meeting, or it occurred farther down the road, it was always a special election. It wasn't filled from the floor at a General Tribal Council meeting. In 1978, after the fourth special election and having no process written in place, a member on the floor directed that the election ordinance be amended to address this scenario. Unfortunately, that didn't occur. In 1982, after the removals had occurred, the membership had a discussion regarding how to fill the vacancies. At that meeting, the discussion was clear that selecting the next runner-up candidate for the business committee was not the appropriate process. The appropriate process was to call a special election. Between 1982 and today, there hasn't been a vacancy that we were able to identify. We have identified some additional activities that have happened, and one is that the business committee has adopted a resolution that schedules a polling place in Milwaukee, and that allows a greater number of members to participate in the election. The second thing that the General Tribal Council has done is created the primary to narrow the number of candidates for the general election. And then we have the recent litigation regarding the need to hold polling places in Milwaukee even when it's not a general election, given the nature of some activities. So I think looking at all of these actions, the General Tribal Council as a body has been fairly consistent calling a special election. It's not to say that those other options are not available on the floor. But based on the research, they've been very consistent in their actions. Yes, they've held the caucus at the GTC meeting, but they've also allowed that petition candidate process that you see in every election to occur following the caucus meeting. And then the election board carries out the special election process. So just for, you know, that broader perspective, looking at what the General Tribal Council has done, I think that they've been consistent in their actions. I've tried to summarize all that material in the legal opinion that was just issued today. I have one little update in regards to what happened in early 1982 with Joy Ninham's resignation. She actually resigned on June 14th. There was already an election scheduled for July. The business committee adopted a motion to add it to the July caucus and follow through with the special election, and her position was filled on the July 31st special election, ratified on August 2nd. So we were just able to get that last little bit of information.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the November 15th date to set a GTC meeting to discuss moving forward to set a special election for the vacancy of the business committee. And,
just for your information or for the record, I guess, I'm not sure what dates you have up there, but the information on the packet or the stuff laying on the table back there, the only dates are Sunday, October 5th, Monday, October 13th, and Saturday, November 22nd of this year. So I don't know what you have, but that's what was out on the table back there. Secondly, I would like to know, on the agenda, will you be placing Ben View's resignation on the agenda for the review and acceptance by the General Tribal Council? Because it is the people that have elected him, not the business committee. And the business committee should receive the resignation and review it and accept it or deny it. And at that point, if they were to deny it, then he would come back to the business committee. And if it was accepted, then we would go on into the next step in the process would be to fill that vacancy. Secondly, or thirdly, should you decide to do, I see Michelle, I always want to call you Michelle Peterson, Michelle Dockstader is here from the election board, and I would like to respectfully request that if you do put into consideration the special election, that the election board be required to present to the business committee a complete schedule of what that special election schedule would look like, with the dates and the times and the locations and all that. Because I think that's an important tool and visual aid that the business committee would need, or not the business committee, the General Tribal Council would need, in order to determine if they want to go out that far or if they want to do it right there at the GTC meeting. So as long as the people decide. Thank you.
Thank you. So right now what I'm hearing is when we have a meeting on November 15th, there are certain things that need to be noticed to the public. And one, I think they need to have the current election law, the Constitution, to have the resignation of Ben View to be accepted, to have a nomination or a caucus on the floor or with a date specified for a special election, which allows people to petition and set a date for that election to occur on, and also that there be a recommendation from the election board to provide a process that outlines how we would move forward on a special election to fill the vacancy. So I think there's, you know, a lot of suggestions being made this morning about how to move forward. Any other questions or comments? Kathy?
Thank you. I guess I have a question and a comment and maybe several comments.
Okay, can I just preface by saying we have a motion on the floor to accept the November 15th, and I just outlined the things that need to go into that packet. So can you kind of keep your comments to that motion?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
So that I can understand completely the processes that have been in place and that we follow and, you know, be able to read and learn about our ways. I would like a copy of all the minutes of all BC meetings and General Tribal Council meetings from the date of January 1, 1977 through to December 31st, 1982. I like to research.
January 77 to when?
January 1st, 1977. Through to December 31st, 1982. Okay. And it shouldn't be really much of a problem because I've gotten 10 years of minutes, meetings, and documentation from Julie Barton when she was a secretary, and it was done in a very brief period of time. So I'd like to, so that I can research all this stuff myself, I'd like all those minutes to all BC and GTC meetings prior to the 10-day notice, I guess, when you mail it out. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on the motion?
Just real quickly on the last request from Ms. Patoxin. There is a process under the Open Records and Meetings Law which tribal members can request information, and I ask that you follow that process. And it's out. That's fine. Yep, but we'll follow the process according to the Open Records and Meetings Law for your request. Thank you.
Sure.
I would just like to clarify, you know, the frustration of hearing and dealing with all this scuttlebutt and stuff in the community and my experience over the years. Over the recent years, there have been quite a few different times, point in times where I've sat in meetings, official meetings, and I've overheard comments made by the younger people that it was time for the elderly people to move on and step aside and let the young people come. And these kind of comments come from BC members. So that was my concern. You know, when I heard about what happened to Ben View, you know, he was an elder. He should have been respected. He should have been helped. He should have been worked with. There could have been a whole lot more done before it came to this. And it's too short a period of time. And it's time for the younger people to start showing respect, more respect to their elders, including starting with this body. Thank you.
All right, Kathy. Melinda, then Linda.
I guess I would just like to preface my comments with, you know, we really enjoyed having Ben here with us, and we did try to help him, and we tried to help him along. This was his decision, and his decision alone, and he gave us parameters when he asked for his resignation. He commanded how he wanted that to come out. So I would encourage you to go speak with him and get it directly from him, because he did, you know, we checked on him. I checked on him to make sure that he was progressing, and asked him if he had any concerns and tried to help him out where I could. So, you know, to make those kind of comments is, you know, I'm not offended by it, but I, you know, I can appreciate getting the feedback from the community about maybe there was more that we could have done. But he did make that decision. It was his decision alone. And I would encourage you again to go see him. But I respect his decision. And I honored his request about how he wanted it to roll out. And so I feel that, you know, I did show him respect. I feel like I did give him all the respect that he deserved while being here, because he was my colleague. And I enjoyed his humor. I enjoyed his knowledge. I enjoyed his ideas. And as much as possible on this floor, his laughter, his camaraderie, his teamwork. And I think all of us did as well. So thank you.
Is it appropriate for a point of order? I know you point of order us, but, you know, that didn't have nothing to do with the motion on the floor. I'd like to say for the record, as a general tribal council member, that I am a bit concerned, and I was shocked, actually, to hear the news at the Career Center on Friday. But for the record, I think that the date that you set is way too far out. It's a very important position that needs to be filled. I think that you are capable and able to sit down and meet. This is an emergency situation. You had an emergency meeting. You've had a couple days to think about it. I think you know what needs to be done, and it only takes... I could have it done today yet. I don't understand what the problem is. You set the date, you identify what you're going to do, and then you provide notice to the membership. There's no reason why you can't provide a 10-day... What's a 10-day notice? How many days would that be, Joanne? Would that be within 20 days?
That's a backward schedule.
Right. I mean, if we were going to have a meeting in 21 days, would that be enough? You give the notice, mail it out. We're going to have a GTC meeting. That's what I'm saying, is that you identify it and you take care of it immediately. This is an important and serious situation that has occurred. I don't see why you can't take care of it today and tomorrow, at the very latest, and have that GTC meeting right away. November 15th. That's 45. What is that, 50, 60 days away from now? That's a long time for that seat to be vacant. There's absolutely no reason why we can't have, I mean, it's not rocket science. You know, we have Michelle sitting here. We're going to have a special meeting. I'm sure she could whip a schedule together today. It's not that hard. They've been doing it for a while. You know, we've been having elections for over 30 years. I would hope they could do that today yet, within a couple hours, actually. I could do that myself. So I don't understand why you can't have that meeting with it, whatever the smallest window is, to get us there in front of the General Tribal Council for an emergency situation to address it. And then if we end up going into a special election like this, that's going to take a little bit of time too. So if we're sitting out 45, 60 days just to have a General Tribal Council meeting, and then we have to roll it out to have a special election, we're looking like, what, January? Or maybe that's your intention. I don't know, you know. But as a General Tribal Council member, I would hope it's not your intention to draw it out like that. I would hope it would be to take care of it immediately. Because the options you have sitting in front of you, I could go on a computer and figure that out in not even a couple hours and bring it to you. So I don't understand. I just don't understand, because when we walk out of here, the information's going to be out into the community. I'm not going to have very nice things to say. I want to have nice things to say, you know. You know, they took care of business. They know what they're doing. It's organized, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to have to go out and say, holy shit, we're going to have it in 60, 90 days, and nobody's going to get seated till maybe January. Nobody wants to go and communicate that information out. I think that's way too long for something so important. Thank you.
There's a motion on the floor to provide that Business Committee set November 15th for the General Tribal Council meeting to fill a vacancy for a council position. And that this motion also set the parameters around the packet to be disseminated to General Tribal Council to include the Constitution, the election law, the ability for a GTC to nominate or caucus on that day, or to set a special date, or to a special election date, or to set a caucus date in addition, and that the election board bring forward a recommended election process for a special election, and that we also look to have General Tribal Council accept the resignation of Ben View. So those are the items that need to be considered for this November 15th date. And if that could please be either a subsequent motion or noted for the record. So at this time, there's a call for a question to establish November 15th as the date for General Tribal Council to consider to fill the vacancy for the position of the Councilman Ben View. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Three opposed, Lisa, Melinda, and Brandon, and four in support, I believe, or abstentions. Any abstentions? Motion carries.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
For the record, I would have liked to see us move forward to the October 26th date, as we had indicated, so that I would have liked to prefer to have the business committee submit a joint recommendation, a unified recommendation around a special election for the vacancy of Ben View. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
All right, go ahead, Lisa.
For the record, I too would have preferred to see the October 26th date. I do understand that we are a little crunched for time here. However, we do have just over a week to get the information together. And I think with the amount of research that Chief Counsel has done already on this matter, and hearing that we're all desiring to move forward with all of the options for General Tribal Council to consider, I think that we would have been able to do that in a way that was done comprehensively and accurately. So that's my for the record statement. Thank you.
Any other comments, Brandon?
As for the record, I'm in agreement with the October 26th date. I see it being able to happen if we were to have a unified recommendation moving forward with a special election, possibly having a caucus on that date, and move it a lot more smoother. But I do understand that logistically November 15th is a lot better, since we aren't unified and didn't have that longer conversation. We only had a couple days to talk about it, but I am in support of the motion because of where we're at. But I do agree that I do wish we could have that date on the 26th.
Dehassy,
motion to reconsider the vote. I voted for it, so I'm asking for a reconsideration to redo the vote.
There's a motion to request a reconsideration of the vote that just passed to establish November 15th as a General Tribal Council date. Is there support on that motion? It has to be from somebody who's voted in favor of the motion. And I guess my only comment is, according to this chart, we should have had this approved by September 10th. The mail-out goes September 24th. And I think that's the concern about having a packet ready. So there's a motion. Is there support on the motion? Is there support on the motion? Motion is supported. Motion is supported to ask for reconsideration of the vote that we just passed for November 15th GTC date. Questions or comments on the motion to reconsider the date? Trish.
Madam Chair, I support it for a little bit more discussion. My question is in regards to that. I don't have a preference on which date the sooner the better is what I'm saying. But I think, as Brandon was saying, we should be a little bit more, have a little bit more time to figure out the process that we want to offer. And I'm just wondering, because of the approval request, is that where you're saying that we would have to have another special meeting and step up? September 10th is passed, so.
Right, so sometime between now and September 24th, there would have to be a meeting to provide an approved packet to go to the printing.
Okay, so we have a BC meeting on the 24th also.
Right, so we'd have to do it before the 24th because it needs to go to mail on that day, so prior to the 24th, which means this week.
And then I'm okay with the process of changing that to the October 26th because I think we can manage that.
Going to get assigned to the secretary's office, law office, election board. Everybody has to have all of their stuff provided then. I mean, I've been laying out the parameters of this packet. So, Brandon?
Yeah, I think I give the chairwoman credit because, I mean, given all possible options and possibilities for the General Tribal Council to consider, it wouldn't be fair. But you know, I know that just having to call in a special election, doing a caucus, I think would probably be just more fluid and understandable to the community, and open and honest, as suggested. But I guess that's where I'm going. I wanted to have the conversation a little more about, you know, what it is we really want to do and move forward with. And you know, I was either considering recessing and having another conversation, you know, more open, you know, more, you know, back and forth conversation to see what we can really move forward. That's what I would like to do.
Well, this is your opportunity. I think I've asked several times this morning if there's any more questions or comments, and I didn't hear any. I think there was some good suggestions made, and I thought there was some good dialogue about what is necessary to go forward to establish some recommendations for GTC. Lisa, did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I agree with the conversation. I really appreciate it, actually. And we did get some good feedback. I appreciate Linda's comments and some other things that were said here by some other members and Frank. And I guess I'm looking to Michelle and Joanne right now to say, you've heard our conversation. You understand what our desire is. Do you believe that from a technical perspective that you can have some things ready for us to consider within a day or so? And if that's the case, then I think that helps me have a better understanding if the 26th is still realistic for us or if we need to really push it back or not. So either one of you, either one going first.
I think from putting the materials together, there are realistically three options in front of the business committee. Looking strictly at the Constitution and ignoring our history and practice, they could fill the nomination for the vacancy from the floor. And we can put that process together by which that could occur. The other, that's simply motion to appoint X to fill the remainder of the term. It's not something that we've ever done, but we could give you an idea of how that would move forward. As far as the other two options available, one would be just a complete full special election, at which point it would be a resolution that the General Tribal Council would adopt that would identify that special election is going to be called, and it would work with the election board to identify sort of like the schedule of dates, the deadlines, et cetera, and we would put that in place. The other would be sort of a hybrid of a special election. It would certainly move everything forward by a single date. We would have a caucus, it has been done in the past, at that General Tribal Council meeting, and then we would move forward to the candidate petition period, the approval of the candidates themselves, scheduling and noticing the ballot and scheduling the polling places. We have to have the business committee determination in regards to two items. One is the polling places. It's not a general election, and that's the only election where a Milwaukee site is automatically conducted. So we would need your determination in regards to that. The other is, again, in a general election, there's a primary. I don't think it's needed for this single position, but that's a policy decision of the business committee to give us guidance on how to move that forward. So pulling that together and identifying it wouldn't be that difficult, but we would need the business committee to look through the materials and make some policy decisions for us in order to finalize that documentation and then draft your cover letter making your recommendations to the General Tribal Council. I think we could do that, and if you scheduled a work meeting regarding the packet itself, we could have that available to you early next week. Working through the Secretary's office. So it would be tight. We would do our best to make sure we identified everything, but...
Michelle?
The election board also has a backward calendar or time of events, so we would be able to make more than one recommendation on how far out things have to happen before we would be able to hold the special election. So we're ready. We could have that to you in the next day or two.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments on the motion to reconsider the date?
Madam Chair, I'm willing to reconsider for October 26 in support of Secretary, just knowing that the packet would have to be prepared for the next BC meeting and that materials are to be submitted this Wednesday, which would prepare us for next week. And acknowledging Chief Counsel's recommendation would be early next week.
Any other questions or comments? If not, there's a motion on the floor to ask for a reconsideration of the vote for November 15th to be General Tribal Council date for the vacancy. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstain? Motion carries. There is a motion to ask for a reconsideration of the date. So the motion that was passed for November 15th is no longer a motion. So now what do you want to do? Linda.
I'd like to make a motion to select Sunday, October 26th as the General Tribal Council meeting date to discuss with General Tribal Council the filling of the vacancy of the business committee member, and then also to direct the Secretary's office to put together work meetings for the business committee to develop the options for the General Tribal Council to fill this vacancy.
Second.
Can you repeat your motion, because it came more like a discussion than a motion?
No, that's fine. A motion to select Sunday, October 26th as the General Tribal Council meeting date to discuss how to fill the business committee vacancy and to direct the tribal secretary's office to schedule business committee work meetings so that we can prepare all options for the General Tribal Council meeting.
My preference is that you do two motions, one to set the date and then the other one for the follow-up to it.
That's fine.
It's getting a little bit too...
So the first motion would be to select Sunday, October 26th as the General Tribal Council meeting date to have the discussion with the General Tribal Council on filling the business committee vacancy.
Second.
There's a motion made and seconded to set October 26th, 2014 as the General Tribal Council date to fill a vacancy, to address filling a vacancy of a business committee member. Motion is made by Linda, seconded by Lisa. Questions or comments on the motion? Lisa or Linda?
Madam Chair?
Just for clarification, wouldn't the purpose of your meeting to be to present the resignation of Ben View and to consider options for the... Because first you have to have the acceptance of the resignation before you go on to the...
Right. You know, as I said earlier, when the date was established for November 15th, I had said we know that packet needs to include the resignation. It needs to include the nomination or caucus or process to fill vacancy by special election or however GTC decides. It needs to bring to have an election board packet which describes the process that needs to be filled to have that special election, whether it be that day or at a future date. It needs to include the Constitution and it needs to include the election law.
Right. I guess what I'm trying to...
I'm not saying that that goes away. I'm hoping right. that everyone is still clear that those are the requirements that this packet needs.
Right. But from my perspective, sitting out here, it sounds like it's already been decided that the General Tribal Council is going to accept the resignation of Ben View, which we don't know that until we get there. And it is the General Tribal Council's decision.
No,
ultimately.
We don't know that, but, you know, I don't think you can force somebody to do something.
Right, right. I know, but, I mean, that's, in my mind at least, that's the proper process. That's the proper thing to do is...
As I stated, it would right. be included in the packet.
Right.
All we can do is ask them to accept it. All right, all those in favor of the motion to establish October 26th as the General Tribal Council date to address the vacancy of Ben View, council member of the business committee. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Now there was discussion about assigning the secretary's office to provide a packet for consideration for the business committee and that work meetings be scheduled. At least that's the conversation I heard last.
Right. Motion to direct the Tribal Secretary's office to schedule business committee work meetings to begin preparing the options for General Tribal Council for filling the vacant business committee seat.
Support.
Motion has been made by Melinda, second by DeHasse, to assign the Secretary's office to schedule work meetings to address packet information for General Tribal Council meeting on 10-26-14. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. I believe that concludes our agenda.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Melinda, second by Fawn. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you.